Hi, this is Brian Pasch, CEO of PCG Digital Marketing, and today I'd like to take a look on the major changes that Google has made in its search engine results pages, tools that it has released for business owners and consumers, and how they are leveraging businesses, entrepreneurs, and our competitive spirit into full compliance using Google search technology. Let's go back to September, October of 2010, when Google changed search engine results pages with the introduction of Google Places. Google Places really was an enhancement to Google Maps, where businesses that were registered in Google Places now had the ability to show their name, address, phone number, and most importantly, consumer reviews on search engine results pages. Google decided that sites like Yelp and City Search, or even in the automotive space, DealerRater, were getting a lot of attention with the socialization of the web by empowering consumers to speak their mind. Google wanted the same for their search results. I call it the socialization of search. And Google introduced Google Places. But initially, Google didn't have the number of reviews posted directly on Google Places as compared to other review platforms. So it releases the Google Places app, an easy way from a mobile device, an iPad, to enable consumers to post reviews of any business, restaurant, or event that they're currently at. Again, it's pure genius that Google wants businesses to have a dependence on Google search. It creates the app. It creates highly visible reviews, which forces the business owner to compliance. It forces the business owner to say, I must get my customers to post reviews online on Google, so that when someone searches my business name, the proper reputation is presented. Initially, the Google Places app was not released, so it was a little cumbersome getting businesses and consumers together to post reviews. But again, Google was smart, created an easy app. Now, why did Google create Google Places? Why did it create the app? Because once the reviews were being accumulated and once a business had many positive reviews, Google came out with Google Boost, a way to advertise your business, name, address, phone number, a short message, and include your reviews. You see the genius? It created a product that was so visible, Google Places, on the number one search phrase that drives traffic to most business, their name, and then gave them a tool to make it easy for reviews to be posted, and then appealed to businesses' competitive nature, entrepreneurialism, and desire for more profits by creating Google Boost. It's pure genius. Now, recently, Google came out with Plus One, a way for a consumer to mark an ad in AdWords or an organic search result with a plus one, meaning I like this, I recommend it. Again, why would business owners encourage their customers? Why would business owners want to be evangelists for the plus one system? And Google and others start to see that these social signals are being used to change search engine result pages. Think about it. You list a city like Boston florists or Chicago pizza companies, and now the number of plus ones, people in your Google network, friends that have voted positively right on that page, that story, that ad, are being shown. Of course, any business owner who has a website that appears in a search result or who's running AdWords wants their ads to stand out. Again, Google is brilliant. Appealing to business entrepreneurialism, competitiveness, and profits, now business owners will devise ways in which to promote the plus one to their customers. You see, the early adopters are people who have skin in the game. The early adopters of Google Places, reviews, and plus one are the people who are going to immediately benefit from it financially. So instead of Google spending money educating the US consumers on the importance of reviews, to get them to post a review, to train them to post a review, to train them to do a plus one on the things that they like, Google's figured out that businesses, entrepreneurs, marketing companies, advertising companies hired by businesses will do the work for them. You see, today, being on Google page one isn't as important as being on Google page one with great reviews and many plus one votes. So the real question is, what is your business doing to leverage the enhanced search results pages that Google is creating? Go ahead and type in your business name in Google search. You will most likely always see Google Places with a number of reviews, and now your search engine results that list a few pages or your home page of your site has the ability to have a number of plus one votes. What is your strategy to get your customers to post reviews directly on Google Places? What is your strategy to increase your plus one votes for your homepage and all important pages on your website? What's your strategy to get plus one votes on your blog posts? The internet and marketing is changing at such a rapid pace that business owners really need to pay attention to what Google is trying to do to socialize and enhance search engine results. I believe this is just the beginning, but Google is realizing that people were gaming the system for search engine results, and it believes that a fairer system, a more relevant system, is getting consumers to vote for the pages and the companies they like the most. That being the case, what are you doing to educate your customers, your raving fans, on how important it is for them to show their opinion, to share their positive experience, to like your business on Google directly? Now, of course, liking and posting on social media sites like Facebook is equally as important, but today's podcast is focused specifically on how Google is using businesses and the potential profits or actual profits they'll reap from high reviews and high plus one pages, high plus one ads, for empowering the education process of US consumers. If you need help with your digital marketing strategy, if you need clear processes established for your business to increase your reviews on Google, to increase your plus ones, to expand your socialization of your website, just give us a call at PCG Digital Marketing, 732-450-8200. One of our digital marketing consultants will review how we can help your business leverage the latest changes in Google search engine technology and how to leverage the free tools to increase your online reputation, to differentiate you from your competitors, and how to energize your paid advertising strategy using Google Boost and Google AdWords Plus One. Thank you for your time.